Her name's Whitney. She lives out in Penfield. Whitney says she's going to a baby shower this weekend, and she was originally helped planning it, but the grandmother of the baby said, you know what, I'll take care of the flowers. Originally, they were going to buy them wholesale.
It was nice of Grandma.
So that was the original plan. Then Grandma shares, she's a real estate agent, that she's just going to go to the vacant houses of her clients and take the flowers from them for the baby shower.
You mean like an open house? They put flowers out to sort of stage the house.
No, she's going to go and clip the flowers off the bushes at her clients' houses that are vacant to have at the baby shower. Tell me that that's so much... so much more work than just buying them.
Wow.
Like, this is just... It makes absolutely no sense.
So... Grandma's logic is nobody's living there. Nobody's even going to notice that I'm...
Right, like they're going to die soon. They're specifically looking for hydrangeas.
That's just it. It's the time. In the next couple weeks, you need to prune your hydrangeas anyways. This is true because I
Where's your green thumb?
I have three hydrangea bushes. And I'm like,
Are those the big round flowers?
Oh, just they're my favorite. They're beautiful. Everybody loves hydrangeas. So yeah, let her go and cut the bushes there. A bush or a hydrangea bush, depending on it, there's tons. And then they get heavy and they weigh down. Actually, Grandma is doing the homeowner a favor. That's my public opinion.
I don't know.
Why is your eye twitching?
Okay, court of public opinion, 585-252-9233. Is the grandma insane for going to her clients' houses and clipping hydrangeas to have at the baby shower instead of just buying them?
Can you imagine if you have like a Ring camera on your house, you get an alert, and there's some lady there with a bunch of clippers
in
the
basket? Right, like, is she dressing in all black and going in the middle of the night?
you're waving on
you're
the way
You're welcome.
By.
The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
Whitney from Penfield checks in for the Court of Public Opinion. She's going to a baby shower this weekend, and the grandmother of the baby, a real estate agent, is in charge of the flowers. And they're like, oh, you're going to order them wholesale. They were talking about getting them from the Costco, from Sam's Club. So, oh no, I'm just going to take them from my clients' houses. She's a real estate agent. She's like, I'm just going to go to the vacant houses and take the hydrangeas from their bushes.
So... I say, I don't know why you're reacting this way. First of all.
Because she's trespassing and stealing?
No. She is gardening and pruning. Did you know that the best time to prune hydrangeas and cut those off is late summer, early fall? We are in August after all. So, like, she's doing them a favor. These hydrangea bushes are going to look terrible here in another few weeks. Get them off there. Make the property look presentable, you know?
So, Hope, when you want some flowers, you go to your local home gardening center and just clip what you want and take it. Because they're free. Because they're plants. They're just plants.
Well, no. Those are plants for sale.
So they belong to somebody else?
On a house property that's for sale?
Yeah, and you are the...
So, but what
if you are the realtor, you are responsible, correct? To help the place look presentable? What do you want, a whole bunch of dead bushes?
I go to my closing. I do the final walkthrough. I'm like, oh my God, I love this hydrangea bush. I'm so excited to smell it as I'm bringing in all my moving boxes. I come in the next day. I have my keys. They're gone.
They're gone because they're going to look great next year because thanks to you, your realtor. Cut off your hydrangeas.
All right, people texting in 252-9233. Grandma is a gangsta. Absolutely clip those flowers. You go, girl. That's from Motley.
Okay.
Another texter says, I have two beautiful, bright pink hydrangeas. She can come and clip some of mine. Isn't that considered stealing?
Yes.
Another person says, I will share from my bushes.
Yeah.
Willingly offering. That's not just walking out and taking.
Right. These texters offering is a completely different story than her. I'm just going to go to my clients' houses and just take some.
Yeah.
Maybe she has their permission and we just don't know that part of the conversation.
I feel like that's something you should share when you're like, oh yeah, like, I don't know.
You're way overreacting about all of this.
Like it's I'm not going to affect me. I'm not the one that's going to get arrested for trespassing, so mind my own business.
You're not going to get arrested because you're the realtor. You're keeping up with the property.
She's got a key to the joint.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and I'm helping you prune what's going to look like...
You know what? You're going to get rid of this TV that's inside anyway. Since I have the keys, I'm just going to take that too.
Nope. Because you paid for this hydrangea bush. It is going to die in a couple of weeks anyways. You are supposed to prune it. Now, if she were a good real estate agent, she would probably hire someone to come in and cut those off and throw them away. She's coming in, cutting those off, and sticking them so others can enjoy them.
She's providing a service. They should be thankful that she's not charging them for her gardening services.
That's correct. They need to send Grandma a thank you note.
She's not buying it at all. All right, well, it looks like this is pretty split, to be honest with you, because every message that comes in that says that's stealing, there's another one that pops up.
This text says, some hydrangeas, if you cut them now, they will have no blooms next year. She needs to stop being cheap and buy the flowers.
I don't know anything about gardening, so I don't even know if that's true or not. So what are we calling this? It seems pretty split.
Yeah, and I'm not wavering in mine.
Does it feel
mine.
Like we're leaning either direction?
No one's convinced me that this is bad or against the law.
So if you see TJ coming towards your house with some clippers in
your
hands.
You're welcome.
Specific plant for your yard. It's a very Bridgerton kind of thing, right?
Yes. Sturdy, long-lasting, luxurious, glorious, beautiful wisteria.
That your husband was like,
Yes.
Don't do this. Don't put this near the house. It's going to grow out of control. Go return it to the store.
So you planted this when? Like May?
Very recently. And yes, it has already vined and taken up two trellises. Like, I have flat metal ones.
Yeah.
For now. Yeah. And then I was like, you know,
this
I think
was
I'm going to look.
Plant.
I think, yeah, one plant. And so every day when I walk in my front door, I go over to it and I because it tries to vine towards the house. So I go out, wrap the vines around the trellis so it, you know.
So you're talking no more than 12 weeks. This thing is already.
It's got a life of its own. Like everyone said it would. Now, mind you, I love it.
Everyone. Your husband.
I don't know. So he's like, nope, it looks great. It looks great. I was like, I just want you to know I'm going to keep a grip on this. Like I go to it every day. I reposition everything so it doesn't grow towards the house. Now, I'm also online trying to figure out what else I can build because I've got to start positioning it towards something else. I'm already out of trellis space.
See, you should not have gotten rid of your old trampoline.
No,
your old trampoline could have been repurposed as a wisteria trellis.
Oh my gosh.
I'm still getting emails on ideas for old trampoline uses after I took the time to search ideas for
Don't you think
and
when
you just got rid of it.
You grow something as classy as wisteria, if I go hanging it off an old trampoline.
So these are trellises. This is a flat like piece
it's
of metal
a flat
that's shaped
piece of metal.
Like,
there's
a
lot of different things that are considered trellises. I have to buy, I almost want to buy, but I think it's going to look, whatever. It's not going to fit my house, but I don't care. I'm starting to care less and less the older I get. But it looks like a gazebo, but it's all metal.
Yeah.
Like a little birdhouse gazebo.
Uh-huh.
And I
so it's little. And it's not big enough for you to get into?
Yeah, you can put like a little tiny bistro table in there.
Okay.
You know?
That would.
And then like start having directing, but it would be like right in front of my house. There would be no side garden that you go to. It'd be like
a little path with a little cement chair in there.
I know we got time for that. Like I just got to put this right in front of my house. But I don't care. I'll go in there and.
You could sit out in there in your corsets and your umbrellas in the summer sun and play with your British accent that you like to throw out there.
Mm-hmm. Have your tea parties.
My tea parties.
You and Liam.
See, you guys get
and
it.
Steve having tea parties. Artist, and I'm sure this happens to a lot of them that we just don't hear about it, but one artist in particular has a stalker and it's getting a little scary. We will get to details on that here in just a moment, but let's talk about Jelly Roll at first. Have you guys seen the video of the security guard that quit during the show?
No.
No.
Okay, so this guy The video is basically an older guy taking off his security vest, handing it to his boss and walking away. And the crowd is like booing the boss. And it turns out the guy let a guy in a wheelchair, the security guard let a guy in a wheelchair behind a barricade so he could see the stage. Dude couldn't see the concert. So he, Tony, the guy, the security guard is named Tony. He's working at the North Dakota State Fair when all this went down. Tony said this fella needs to be where he can see. And then his boss saw what happened. He said, "You're incompetent." And when he said that, the guy just quit on the spot and he walked away. Tony is speaking out about the incident. He said, "Look, my job is to keep that area clear. If nobody's complaining and he's not in the way, why not just let him enjoy it?"
Yeah. Yay, Tony. So, has Jelly Roll addressed it at all?
Bunny has been trying to get in touch with the guy to talk about it. So, yeah. You know, who knows? Maybe he'll be on... on staff soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Sudden fame and fortune can be a lot to deal with for some people, but Megan Maroney is doing just fine. And Megan, I would say, has blown up like significantly in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And she says she's staying grounded and focused by keeping the people that she grew up with around her. She says, "I surround myself with family and friends as much as possible. I always have them out on the road with me. I call my mom a lot. She keeps me grounded. And then I've had the same friends that I've had since college and even before that." So it's just, I feel like the same me, just with the crazier life. Which, yeah, good for her for recognizing that. Like, we were talking yesterday about Miley Cyrus, who I mean, as a child actor and a star, a lot of people don't, yeah, come out of that sane. She has had her battles, but she doesn't tour anymore because she doesn't want to put herself in the situation where she might lose her sobriety.
Yeah.
That's tough. So, good for Megan. Post Malone, he's got millions of fans. One fan, though, has taken the obsession way too far. A couple days ago, he's in Utah, where he lives, and they arrested a 31-year-old woman after she allegedly jumped in front of his car as he was leaving his house. The driver had to swerve to avoid hitting her. She told police she has a spiritual connection with the singer, and she is entitled to be near him. That's scary. This was not the first time she's been arrested for stalking Posty. This was the fifth time she's been arrested for stalking Posty.
Five times.
Trespassing, stalking, public intox. This is all in Utah.
Okay.
The latest arrest comes from felony charges for stalking and violating a court order. She's now being held without bail, and authorities hope to get her into a mental health program for her own safety.
Post Malone lives in Utah?
Utah.
What?
I think he likes the mountains.
Okay. That just didn't track for me. I was like, I think you said the wrong state.
He's from Syracuse.
Yeah.
He was a kid in Syracuse, grew up in Dallas.
Right.
And now lives in Utah.
Hangs in Utah, huh?
Which, I guess, have you seen pictures from Utah and Montana?
I guess Utah is beautiful.
It is absolutely stunning.
I hear it. It's beautiful.
And there's airports everywhere nowadays. You can get there from here easy.